Welcome to the Sacred Feminine Power Podcast, where we explore the many facets of feminine power and why it is so important for women and for men to step into this power in our world at this time. This is Emmy from Feminine Revered, and my magical guest for today is Brooke Perales. Brooke is on a mission to share her knowledge of natural healing and tapping into the universal magic that resides in all of us. She's a mom to three kids, a lover of life, and a dreamer. Brooke grew up exploring the lush forests of Virginia, spent her college years in the tropics of Hawaii, and now calls the beautiful desert of New Mexico her home. Through her company, The Divine Seed, she consults with clients to create one-of-a-kind herbal mixtures for their greatest physical and spiritual benefits. That is so beautiful. Welcome, Brooke.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and thank you for holding this space for us.
Oh, it's a blessing to have you with us, Brooke, and I am excited to learn from you today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, since my podcast is called Sacred Feminine Power, I love to start by asking my guests, what does Sacred Feminine Power mean to you personally?
I mean, this question is both easy and hard for me to answer. I am a very masculine energy type person. That's the way I grew up and what I'm most comfortable in. And so the way that I see sacred feminine power is this. I see sacred masculine power as a checklist. There is an end goal, and to get there, I have steps that I need to take to check off my list. And when I take sacred feminine power, I am able to see my end goal and not change it, but allow it to flow and open. And this is the way that I'm able to pull in gifts and talents and light and love. And so for me, I see it as taking our end goal. Here's step one on the checklist and the way that we thought we needed to get there. But now using the sacred feminine power, we allow our path to flow so that now we can go this direction and meet these people or touch the lives of the people over here or receive gifts and energy from this space. And we still make it to our end goal, but we're allowing ourselves to really flow and be free to become our highest and most beautiful selves.
That's beautiful. And I love the interweaving of the masculine and the feminine there as well. Brooke, would you please share a challenge that you have faced on your path that's really helped you to activate sacred feminine power within you?
Sure. So when I was 9, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. This is an autoimmune disease and something that I have struggled with. For those of you who don't know what type 1 diabetes is, it is a disease where my body makes absolutely no insulin anymore. It's typically called juvenile diabetes because most people get it when they're children. But as things have occurred, more people are getting it now as they're older. And this challenge, I really, as a child, didn't want to be seen differently. I didn't want people to treat me any differently. I didn't want to be different. I didn't want people to feel sorry for me. And I think in our world today, that is a very set kind of way that we feel we need to be, that we need to have a certain type of job, that we need to live a certain type of way, that we need to be a certain type of mom. So when I was diagnosed with this diabetes, I felt almost broken because my body wasn't perfect anymore. It wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing. And that to me was really difficult and a challenge for me to feel like I was different and I didn't want that to be a part of who I was. So for a long time, I spent many, many years hiding who I was and hiding that I was diabetic, and I didn't want people to know about it. And it almost changed who I became because I didn't want it was separate from me. It wasn't part of who I was. I didn't want people to think of that as who I was. And I finally got to a place where I felt absolutely stuck. I felt stuck because I wasn't being true to who I was as a person. This was part of me. This was part of my journey. This was part of my path, and I wasn't allowing it to be part of me. And I also felt stuck because I was taking all these extra medications and taking these things because I was at a place where I had so many side effects from the medications that I was taking. And I felt like my body was failing me. And I knew that something needed to change. And I didn't quite know then what needed to change, but I started taking a ton of classes. I started studying. I started connecting with other groups in the community and around the world. I started researching. I started speaking. And I really opened up this path of herbs. And I was so drawn to Mother Earth and the herbs of the world and the land and what was our gifts here that we could use to help our own bodies. And so I created this list and I went into an herbal store and I picked out the first herb that was on my list. And as I went to touch it, the herb next to it was on fire. And when I say on fire, my hand was resonating this warm, hot energy. And at that time, I had no idea what it was, and it freaked me out. And I, you know, looked around and I was like, oh my gosh, like, am I sick? Is there something wrong with me? I don't really know. And I went to touch it again, and I just got the most warm, beautiful feeling that this herb is one that I needed. So I pulled it off the shelf and I went through with my hand and I touched every single herb, and every one that was warm was the one that I chose. And I left that day with my first mixture that literally forever changed my life. I've really been able to create mixtures for myself that have healed many of my symptoms and helped me with my health and my body and to be able to feel my best self so that I can help other people. And so that challenge helped me become who I am today. It also opened my eyes to new ways of thinking and new ways of seeing the world and light and energy. But it also helped me allow myself to see how others feel as well. I think that when people are stuck in a place where they feel like they're hurting or where they feel like they have depression or where they, whatever it is that they're going through or they're feeling, or they get to a place where they know something needs to change, but they don't know how. And when they come to me as a client, I can resonate with how they feel because I've been there. I've seen that. I've done that. I've been in that place. I've been in that space. And so it is really my biggest challenge, but it also has provided me with some of my biggest and most beautiful gifts.
That is such a beautiful share, Brooke. Thank you for that. And what a gift to be able to energetically communicate with herbs like that. That is very, very special. And I would love to hear a little bit more about how you are using energy inside your body, in your hands, and the herbs that you work with now in collaboration with other kinds of healing modalities that you might be weaving into that as well.
Sure. So herbs are my go-to. When you talk about Mother Earth, I am Mother Earth's biggest fan over here. I love Mother Earth. I love the gifts that she has provided. It is incredible to me that we can walk outside and see a tree and the bark on that tree can help us heal a headache, or we can see a flower or a weed or whatever you want to call it. But those gifts are around us every day. And the fact that we can take them and use them is incredible. So I use herbs all the time. I also use coating. Coating is a little bit harder for me to explain. I see it as like almost like DNA. So a connection of webs, the interlink. The best way I can explain it is, let's say somebody has a cavity and they want to allow that cavity to heal. When we use coding, or when I use coding, it's almost as if a bubble is covering that cavity. So it doesn't heal the cavity per se, but it allows the cavity to not worsen or get worse. And it allows the herbs or whatever method you're using to heal to come in and heal that cavity or heal that space with that bubble of protection around it. So that's how I use coating in my herbs, is it's almost like a bubble that allows somebody to heal themselves using the herbs with that bubble of protection around them. I also use things like crystals. Crystals have such incredible power. I'm sure you know. Yes. But they hold such incredible space of power. And when I use them with my herbs, I typically hold my herbs in a bowl, and the crystals are around them with symbols and space. And it always gets me every time. I hover my hand over the herbs, over the crystals, and it doesn't matter how many times I do it. Anytime I hover my hand over, the energy that resonates from those crystals is incredible. It is power. It is strength. It is beauty. I just love it. And the energy that I hold in that space is strong. So crystals are incredible healing gifts of the land that we've been given. I also use symbols. I use ancient symbols. I use symbols from other realms and other spaces. Symbols hold incredible power as well in what you're asking and what you are seeking to heal. And just even for power. And then I also use things like the moon cycles and the stars and energies and the elements of the earth. Different energy occurs at different times. So infusing herbs at certain times during certain moon phases, and that infuses the herbs with even a higher energy and a higher gift of healing and light. And so using all of these elements and all of these gifts, I am able to create mixtures for the highest benefit of a client's physical body at this time. And it is always incredible to me to see the gifts that were given to use just for things like this.
Absolutely. That is absolutely magical. And it really sounds like, just when you talk about it, I can hear the resonance in your voice and how aligned you are with all of this. And it really sounds like you have truly tapped into your essence and your gifts with this work.
You're so sweet. I was laughing the other day because my friend came up to me and she said, "I will never have your gifts. I will never be able to do what you do. You are incredible." And it was so sweet of her, but I looked at her and I said, "You are doing that. You're sharing your gifts." And she was like, what do you mean? And she is a teacher and a teacher of kindergarten students. And I said, "Your gift and your light comes in a different way, but you share that every day." And I look at people around me, and the businessman who owns a business and does it honestly and fairly, they are sharing their light and gift. And somebody who opens the door for somebody at a gas station, they are sharing their light and gift. And somebody who, teaches as a teacher is sharing their light and gift. Everybody has that light and gift to share. And when we share our gifts with others, we allow others to share their gifts. And it's almost like a marble, you know, rolling down and hitting all of these, you know, pins or whatever it is, and it affects the world. And so when I create my mixtures, what I'm doing is helping people feel their physical and best self so that they are in a space where they can share their light and love with the world.
Very, very beautiful, Brooke. Thank you for sharing more about that. I'm just curious to know, when you work with clients through herbs and the other magic that you work with, do you do it in person or do you also do this work online?
I do both. I do book most clients through my online service, but I do both.
Okay, so yeah, like if a client who's on the other side of the world came to you with a complaint and wanted to get herbs that specifically fit his or her situation, you would be able to support them as well.
Yes, I offer consultations through my service. Those consultations come with being able to connect with people that don't live in the same space or the same area and speak with them and really resonate what they desire and what they're looking for. And then I create the mixture and send it that way.
That's wonderful to know. And if our listeners wanted to find out more about your work and get in touch with you, what is the easiest place for them to go to?
My website is thedivineseed.com. That is the easiest way to get in touch with me. My email's on there. And any other information is all on the website to be connected through that way.
Beautiful. And I understand you've got a gift for our listeners as well.
I do. I have a promo code that I would love to offer all of the listeners. It is for 10% off of any order or consultation at thedivineseed.com. And the promo code is Emmy Promo.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate that. And I know our listeners will really be excited about that too. Brooke, is there anything else that is arising for you in this moment that's really calling to be shared with our listeners?
I think really it's just about finding each of our own gifts, finding each of our own light, and making sure that we know that what we have is enough, that we know that what we have to offer others is enough. And when you resonate that light shines for the world to see. And I hope that every one of us and each of us know that what we do matters, and know that what we say matters, and know that what we speak matters. And when we speak beauty, when we speak light, when we speak actions that are light and love, that changes the world. It changes who we are. It changes the people around us and really resonates that light through us to everyone.
That is really, really beautifully put. And I think a very, very important message for all of us, especially now in this massive times of change and transition that we are in, to keep coming back to our own light and remember, truly remember our own gifts. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brooke. It's been such an honor to chat with you on the podcast and to get to know you more and to learn more about this magical work that you do. I really, really appreciate that. And yeah, your light is just beautiful. Thank you for being who you are.
Thank you, Emmy, and thank you for sharing your light with the world. It is incredible and beautiful, and I'm so thankful to be on this journey with you and with everybody else.
No, bless you, Brooke. Thank you so much.
Now,
everybody, just for a moment, let's focus our intention and our awareness on this beautiful, inspiring energy that's been activated. And imagine sending this energy to everybody and everything on our planet to remember that we are all one, and that the more of us have the courage to step into our sacred feminine power, the more quickly our planet will also ascend and heal. Thank you so much for listening.